Okay, any old names you would hear for things that you would put your clothes in, or did you have, did they have those built into the room, regular?
We didn't have clothes built in the room then, honey.
Wardrobe, shift robes, and
you really?
Cabinets, that kind of stuff, you know, that you build yourself. You didn't build them to the house, you build them where you could move them. The majority of the people didn't own a house, and they'd build these things where they could get them in the wagon and carry them on with them that they hung the clothes in and put the clothes. I don't really even had any clothes hangers. I don't remember no clothes hangers when I was a boy. No, just hung them on a nail.
All right, well, what about the kind of houses that that other black folks lived in, that colored people lived in, like?
Well, in my time, the Negro houses on the farm that I lived on were pretty good houses because they hadn't been built long. Mm-hmm. They got to be, time I got 30 to 40 to 50 years old, your niggas lived in some awfully, awfully shabby houses. And some white folks lived there. Like me and my wife lived in some of them kind of houses.
But on my daddy's farm right over here on Fleming Road, we had 536 acres there. And
that's a lot of.
And he must have had 15 houses that the niggas lived in. At least 18, I believe, was the most.
Well, you know, 4 or 5 was gone, and then you got it.
I think he had 18 houses.
That's a lot.
That the niggas lived in. And he had a commissary where he kept all the groceries. And on Saturdays, they came to the commissary to get their groceries. And he butchered about 100 hogs every year. And, you know, salted it down and, mm-hmm. and to sell to them. Let them have, and I don't know.
You paid a nigger in them days to work, you paid him by the month.
And they had this big bell up on the post, and rang in the morning for him to come to work, rang at dinner time for him to come in from the field, and then rang it about an hour for him to go back out to the field.
Huh.
And,
that's, I want to ask you what sort of chores you had to do when you were a boy.
Well, now, I started milking when I was about 7 years old, and I had some, I think 7 cows was the most I milked at home, but I milked twice a day. And I ate, well, nobody milked from me. I done it, if I got was off and come back at 12 o'clock at night, I milked then. And if I was leaving for the day, I milked for that time.
Well, wasn't there a place? There was always a place around the barn where you would milk them, or was there?
Yeah, most everybody had some kind of shed to milk. A cow barn or a shed or a stall that he milked in. And so you always milk in one time in the rain. And it was because I milked, I went in drizzling rain them any time without a shelter. But I had a shelter most of the time. And then since I had cows, we had always 6 me a place of milk because I'd done the milking right on. Well, why couldn't it, though?
And Daddy had, you know, 20 all the farmers were mules, and had 20 or 25 mules, and had the big mule barn, and up above the mule barn was the loft where he kept the hay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then he had about 4 corn cribs, and they were all built out of logs, log corn cribs. And then he had a bunch of hogs that had the hog pens, and then had the cow barns, and, he had his horse and buggy. He had his buggy shelf in his horse. And then he had one big barn that was where he kept cotton seeds. When they carried the cotton to the gin, they brought the cotton seeds back.
Well, say her daddy really and truly farmed a lot bigger than my daddy did out there farm for himself.
Yeah.
Her daddy was farming it then for himself.
Yeah.
But dad never did. Oh, he had eight mules, I think, the most he ever had of his own in the farm. And he rented land. Me and her daddy owned a big interest in that farm over there.
I can remember when it was right up in Albany Harrell, where he grew watermelons that weighed 100 pounds.